This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A busy Monday underway, a lot going on in the Umpqua Valley. Going to focus on a local organization in this program, Hope Clinic for Winston for Women. I did this again. I don't know. I think I have too many things in my head at the moment, and I'm mixing up different aspects of my life or something. Hope Clinic for Women, Destiny Molitari, Executive Director. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
After that terrible introduction. Good grief. So give us an idea what Hope Clinic is all about.
Yes, we are a faith-based medical clinic in Roseburg providing pregnancy help. We're a great place for anyone in our area to start their pregnancy care. Our mission is to provide life-affirming pregnancy help through medical services, education, and resources to empower individuals to make informed decisions about pregnancy and sexual health, as well as provide support to those experiencing reproductive grief.
Now, how long has this been in existence?
For a long time. It actually started way back in 1985, always in different ways helping pregnant women and families in our community. And about 10 years ago, we transitioned into becoming a medical clinic, and we operate under the direction and supervision of a licensed physician. We actually have a medical director and an associate medical director now, so two physicians on board, and have nurses and registered, I'm going to say RDMS, that's the abbreviation, registered diagnostic medical sonographers, the mouthful version, who provides ultrasound exams. And all of our services are free of charge. And we don't have any like income requirements or things that other programs might have. It's open to anyone in the community who needs to come in, get a pregnancy test, and potentially that first ultrasound exam.
Now, I know when it began, it was certainly not all of that. Pretty humble beginnings, different names along the way, and then the shift to Hope Clinic a number of years ago. Now, how long have you been executive director?
This is my 7th year as executive director. That's gone by really quick. But yeah, 7 years.
And were you involved before that in other roles? Or?
The year before that, I was involved with the clinic as the development director. But that was my first exposure, actually, was when I found out about the clinic and very quickly wanted to get involved and became the development director back then. And so we've grown a lot in the last 7 years. We've expanded and added some services. So now not only do we have the pregnancy testing and ultrasound exams, prenatal vitamins, and help connect clients with prenatal care and community resources, but we also have a couple new programs as well.
So tell me about those.
Yeah. So we just recently started our Embracing Pregnancy and Embracing Parenting classes. We've had those going for last year or two. And those are super exciting. We have a 4-week series that repeats every month for pregnancy. And those are on Wednesday evenings. And it's open to anyone in the community who is pregnant and wanting to come and learn a little bit more and have a healthy pregnancy. So those classes are taught by a registered nurse and a registered dietitian and have had just a great response. So you can actually just register online even to attend those.
And you have a lot of different services and a lot of things going on, it seems like.
Yes, it's been a very, very busy time.
So now you're set up as a nonprofit organization, right?
We are, yes. We are a nonprofit. All of our services are free of charge, and we are so thankful to have such a huge community support to be able to do that. We're just overwhelmed with the amount of support that we've been able to have and pass on to our clients.
Now, you mentioned some newer staff roles and positions. How many staff do you have overall?
So we have 17 on staff. That sounds a little bit bigger than it is because many of those are part-time. We have 8 that are currently paid positions, and the rest are volunteer positions. We have both paid and volunteer nurses on staff. We also have patient advocates who volunteer, and their role is to help clients connect with resources for pregnancy in the community and kind of find out what their needs are and how we can help, which may also be through our, like, our classes and some of our other programs.
So then the people that are working for you, either as a volunteer or in a part-time role, a lot of times are working somewhere else in the medical field in the community, right?
Yes. We've had nurses that are even working full-time at the hospital and on, as their schedule allows, on their days off, come in and work at the clinic as well. So yes, lots of roles.
Well, yeah. And what are some of the other roles that are going on?
So some of the other roles, we also have a reproductive grief program. That's one of our newer programs. It's called Pathways. And that is just providing peer level support to anyone who has experienced pregnancy loss or reproductive grief, such as infertility. And the advocates there volunteer. They're specially trained. We actually have our certification from Reproductive Grief Certification from Life Perspectives, and they provide peer level support, and most of them have experienced some type of loss as well. And so really it's just a chance to connect with others who are walking through that grief process and have a chance to share their story.
Now, you mentioned having a board of directors. What's their role, and where do you find these folks?
Yeah, we have a great community, don't we? We have a governing board, and they are from all different types of areas in our community, just providing a lot of expertise. We have some from the medical community, others from the faith community, and legal, many areas, and they do a fantastic job of governing our organization.
Now, how are you guys funded?
We are pretty much entirely funded by private donations, and occasionally we'll get grants here and there for big capital projects, but mostly just private donations. We also get some from businesses and even churches.
Now, talk about where you're located.
Yes, we are on Harvard Avenue, right across from Fir Grove Elementary School, and we love being right there, close to a lot of different medical offices in town.
And so is everything that you do comes out of that facility then, right?
Yes.
Now, what led to you getting involved in this?
Yeah, well, I actually got invited the day of the banquet for this organization shortly before I started working there, and didn't know anything about it. Someone invited me to sit at their table, and I just really caught the vision and wanted to, you know, find out how I could volunteer like so many others do, and ended up coming on staff. But I've always just had a desire to help people, and particularly women, and love being able to lead an organization that helps at such a special and significant time with pregnancy.
Now, you mentioned the aspect of grief and pregnancy, and a lot of people have experienced that either early or later on in a pregnancy. And my understanding, being a man, is that is a bit limited. But I mean, it sounds like that can really have a long-term impact on people, right, sometimes in their life.
Yeah, and grief affects both men and women, and so that program is available for both men and women. And you know what we recognized a few years ago was that there really wasn't a place in our community, or really in our society as a whole, to grieve those types of losses. We tell people, maybe don't tell them anymore, but people used to say often, don't tell anyone you're pregnant until you're through the first trimester in case you have a miscarriage. And that kind of prevents the ability to share some of that grief and with others when that happens, if there is a miscarriage. And so a lot of people just haven't had a chance to share their stories and walk through that grief. So the Pathways program gives that opportunity. And I get to read some of the responses and stuff to surveys after that. And it's just been a really big blessing for people to be able to share and meet with other people who understand.
It seems like maybe for a long period of time, and probably not meaning to do so, but society kind of glossed over that.
Yeah, it just kind of got ignored a little bit. So we're trying to give it a little bit of attention and just also focus on the needs there and the ability to support each other.
And you mentioned a class tied into that, right?
Mostly that right now is more of a one-on-one setting. So if there's anyone who's interested in finding out more about that program, they can, easiest way is probably just a call, and we would schedule an appointment to find out what types of grief they're experiencing and what service we can provide the best for them.
Now, you mentioned being on Harvard. When are you guys open?
We are open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 4. We see patients on Tuesdays through Thursdays. And so that's for our pregnancy test and ultrasound appointments, and then classes and stuff happen in the evening hours.
All right, we're going to take a break at Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Destiny Molitore, Hope Clinic for Winston, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1 on Inside Douglas County tomorrow. Dr. Rachel Polkrant, president of Umpqua Community College, a number of college updates for you, including talking about the downtown housing that the college is working on putting together and some buildings they've secured recently to do that. Destiny Molitore, the executive director of the Hope Clinic for Women, with us this afternoon, talking about the organization, and as you mentioned, it's been around for a very long time. What year again?
1985.
Wow. So that, I mean, you're really, I guess you have a 40th anniversary to plan here.
No, isn't that crazy? It's so cool, though, because we are at the point now where we're starting to see the second generations, where we're serving the children of the parents that we served back in those early years. And it's amazing how often I run into people that say, hey, you know, years ago, your organization really helped me.
Wow, that's neat to hear about. Now, do you have, you know, kind of looking ahead with the over these 40 years, everything that's as it's continued to grow, are there future things you want to get to, some plans you have?
Yes. At the moment, we're really concentrating on those two newer programs, our reproductive grief program called Pathways, and continuing to expand our classes, the prenatal and new parent classes. And there will be more down the road, but those are taking a lot of our efforts right now.
What about volunteers? And I guess you've kind of answered this question because it seems like not only do you have medical people with medical backgrounds, but some of them are paid, some of them are volunteers. What's the process to go through and become a volunteer if somebody's got a background that would tie into that?
Sure. You can always look on our website to see open positions there, specifically for volunteering. There's some volunteer positions that require more time, like the volunteer nurses and such, but there's also volunteer opportunities that are more informal, like helping with fundraising events and those types of activities. So the easiest thing to do is just to call our office and let them know that you're interested, and we'll kind of figure out what types of volunteer activities you're interested in and be able to connect and figure out what fits the best.
So what kind of fundraising things do you do in the course of a year?
Our biggest thing is we have an annual fundraising gala, and we just do that once a year. And then the rest is we're just very thankful for lots of monthly donors and individual donors throughout the year. We do sometimes baby bottle drives at some of our local churches where they can fill those up with coins, and those are fantastic as well. So if your church wants to host a baby bottle drive, we'd love to do that. Yeah, that's pretty much our fundraising activities.
And now it takes obviously a lot to make this continue on. What was it like going through the whole COVID period?
Oh my goodness. Well, I think it was interesting, like it was for everybody. Every day was different. But we were so thankful to be able to continue to serve, even though it looked different at different times. And, you know, the need was still there for sure. And so being able to be there right at the beginning of pregnancy and provide support and still identify the resources available in the community when so many things were changing and different was a really big deal.
Now, are there, and maybe they vary, are there similar organizations in a lot of other communities?
There are quite a few in other communities. Everyone is different. I mean, we're not like a chain. So kind of each individual organization has its own personality. And we just are very thankful to be a part of this community for so long and really reflect our community well, the needs that it has, and being able to meet those needs. I did want to mention that one way that people can help support our services and our clients is that we have accounts set up at KidSense and Pepipotamus. So if you have new or gently used children's clothing, maternity items, things like that, you can just ask that they get placed in the Hope Clinic account and they earn credit because it's the secondhand stores. And we're able to issue that credit to our clients on a need basis and also as they complete classes and through our pregnancy program.
Now, as you look at the work that you do, what is there one particular thing that seems the most gratifying?
You know, it's always super exciting to see patients after they've had their babies. And sometimes we see them really soon after. Had one that came straight from the hospital to show us her baby, and that was so exciting. Sometimes it's years later, and to just hear a little bit about their story and how they're doing. And, you know, I've heard many say things like, you know, I was really scared and you really helped me and thank you. And so those are definitely some of the most gratifying moments.
Now, are there things that you do or ways that you can direct people after they've had a baby to, you know, just with everything in those first couple of years is pretty complicated?
Yeah, so with our classes, we have the Embracing Pregnancy classes, but also the Embracing Parenting classes. And those, we have some topics like budgeting for baby, which is taught by a local financial advisor with lots of tips and tricks on how to save money as you're trying to prepare for a new baby. And also we do connect with a lot of the programs locally and help our patients know what's available because there are actually quite a few parenting support services in town.
Yeah, I do remember that having children seems to take a lot of money.
It does.
it's just amazing at the front end. And oftentimes people are, you know, this is happening during what is not their most stable financial period of their
right.
life.
Right. Yeah. So having those tips and tricks, knowing that you don't need everything that's on this selected, you know, the baby registry list in order to care for a newborn. We loved being able to help with that. Also, like I mentioned through the classes, some of the things they get after they complete the first four class series that repeats monthly, they get a diaper bag stuffed with all of the basic essentials from diapers and onesies and other things to help prepare for baby. And that's always really exciting to be able to provide that.
Now, again, remind people where you are, what your hours are.
Yes, we are on Harvard Avenue right across from Fir Grove Elementary. And we are open Monday through Thursday from 10 to 4.
And now, does your website have more information about about your organization?
Yes, hopeclinicroseburg.com. You can find all kinds of information there and how to get in touch with us. If you're interested in volunteering.
And again, mention the ways that people can help out in terms of financial donations.
Yes, you can donate online. And obviously, we take checks in the mail as well. We have our fundraising events and just reaching out to us through either calling or connecting with us through the website so you can get on our mailing list works as well.
All right, Destiny Molitore, Executive Director of Hope Clinic for Women. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
1255 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.